thank the minister immensely for the opportunity he granted me. I always feel very excited that I have the opportunity to share the word of God. Not that we don't know this word. It may be very new to those who are babies in faith. But at the same time, we still have to remind ourselves of the things that we need to know and the things we need to hold fast. Because the time is changing and we cannot predict the tomorrow. So in our existence as Christians, we need to always go back to the scripture and see what the scripture has for each and every one of us. I know the year is running out. And today is the last Sunday for the year. But how much have we want to make like a chronicle of the things that we have done to ourselves and unto God from January 1st to a period like this? You will consider that there's so many things that we have done that if we sit back to have a reflection on these things, then we've taken God for granted. And that's the topic of this evening. Don't take God for granted. What do I mean by don't take God for granted? It means having a low regard for God. It means not giving him the reverence that he deserves. It means not worshiping him for who he is. It means that we do not appreciate or underappreciate the things that he has made possible in our lives. See, when you look at the family of Christians, the family of Christians is made of a husband and a wife and children. They make us who we are. Because we can't exist in isolation. It has to be an existence of people. And then we turn around and we see ourselves. Except maybe someone will come up to talk to you about the experiences that they have at home and how God has taken care of you, that you can hear about diverse rates somewhere else, but you don't have that experience. That you can hear that children don't live with parents, they run away from parents, but yet you don't have that experience. That when you see that your wife knows how to respect you while your husband loves you, but yet there are people who don't have that experience. There are so many things that happen in our homes, but yet others have different experiences. Do we take God for granted for all that you've done as far as your family circle is concerned? Do we acknowledge, do we appreciate him for who he is when you turn around and you see your beautiful family as it is growing? We read about so many things that happen to people. Children taking their parents for granted. There are people who don't have parents. There are people who are yearning for parents. But there are children who don't know that their parents exist. And parents don't even recognize that they have children. Some parents neglect their kids. And they don't think about the future of these kids. I tell someone, if you look at a child of 10 years, don't look at 10 years to be too far. Add another 10 years to that little child, it's going to be 20. And what have you done in the life of that child between the time that child was 10? That child has begun to understand things about life. And you neglect the 10 years ahead, and that child becomes 20, then the responsibility will be on you. Because the period of transition between 10 and 20, the child is going to meet a lot of stops. A lot of stops are going to come into this child. That child is in school. The child is understanding things, can access phone, can also read, can also hear from the news. So if you don't impact in that child that you are taking for granted the gift that God gave you, then something is wrong somewhere. You see, people take their beauty for granted. I see a lot of people take beauty for granted. They don't recognize the fact that God made them very beautiful. People take the thing that God has blessed them with for granted because they don't understand how other people are feeling. Because people have very odd experiences in their lives. The grace that God has given to us. When I talk about grace, what am I talking about? I'm talking about Jesus Christ. That was freely given. That is the infinite grace. But we take it for granted. Because, quote unquote, I am a member of the Church of Christ. But is that all? The scripture says, should we continue in sin that that grace may abound? What do I mean by continuing in sin? I don't specifically talk about sin of fornication or sin of all that is written in Galatians chapter 5. I am talking about the things that you take for granted that God has put in your hand and it is embodied in Christ Jesus. And it is called grace. Recognizing that the things that you have is not by how much you worked for it. It is not how much you struggle. But it is because His grace is sufficient. That someone will wake up in the morning and do not recognize the fact that someone made you to sleep. And someone gives you the opportunity to get up. And you take that for granted. There's several things that we're going to look at. That sometimes we even forget to pray. We forget to talk to Him. And appreciate Him with thanksgiving in our hearts. Either we want to rush out for something, or maybe time is running against us. And the song that we usually sing, say Christians forget to pray. Say, when you left home this morning, did you think to pray? That's the reminder. The things we take granted in this world, brethren. When you look at yourself and the comfort zone that you find yourself, or I find myself, you find out that some parts of the world that people are passing through hard times. It is quoted and tagged third world. You need to recognize the fact that the people who are yearning for the things that we have. You have a beautiful house that you can turn on your water and it runs. And you see that. And you have a beautiful shower in a nice bathroom. Brethren, I'm telling us that there are people who are standing out there in the public space to have that. And the people are also looking for water and they're drinking from dirty streams. We need to thank God for that which He has got. Someone will scoop water, a child will scoop water to drink, does not know the content of that water. He does not know the end, where the source is coming from. But in the end, that child is surviving through the grace. We survive through the grace, but we need to thank God for the opportunity. We have electricity here 24/7. By the special grace of God, through His intervention in the minds of people, great works and things happen. We can block and charge our phones. We can do whatever. Industrialize our space. But there are people who are also looking for opportunities like that. That for a month, they don't see what they call electricity. So what would be the excuse? That you have access to electricity, that you can access things easily. Yet someone else somewhere in this part of the world that we live, that yet does not have access to stuff like that. There are people who live, they don't have access to grocery stores. Here around, you find grocery stores everywhere. Some people have access to grocery stores, but they don't have resources to buy from them. Do we take these things that are available for granted for not recognizing and appreciating God? People have passed through life that you turn around in your bathroom, you can have your toilet roll and you pick it and you take care of yourself. But there are people who are using leaves to take care of themselves. These are realities of life. Why am I mentioning all these things? I'm giving us a perspective of life. That we see life, that the way we live, there are people who are yearning, who are even looking for slightest opportunity, you know, to live the way we live. And we should not take God for granted for that which He has done. When I have opportunity to talk to kids in schools, education, there are places that children don't have access to education. adults do not have access to education. You will stand, you bend down for someone else to take notes on your back. Put a paper on your back to write notes. But here, people have opportunity to access education. But yet, they take all that for granted. Why do people take all these things for granted? It's because they feel that life is just so easy. Because they don't recognize the giver of all these things. And they fail to forget that the giver can take it away at any time. Good hospitals. We have access to hospitals. My mom passed away because she couldn't have access to good hospitals. But we have, I'm not saying people don't die, but the opportunities that you could have, that as soon as you are sick, 911, the ambulance is there. And the ambulance takes you straight to the hospital. But there are people who don't have access to that. Do we thank God? Do we give him the gratitude that he deserves? Sometimes we need to check back ourselves in the year that is running out. How much of these? How much of the time that you've gone to hospital to spend money? How much of drugs have you bought? But God blesses us, gives us this opportunity, gives us all that we desire. Do we take it for granted? People who eat, there's a formula we used to, you know, I'm very familiar with that. Sometimes it's 001, or sometimes it's 101. But there are people who have opportunity for 111. What I mean by 111 is 3 square meals. You eat in the morning, you eat in the afternoon, you eat in the evening. And you eat and become filled. Whereas there's someone somewhere else who doesn't have in the morning and waiting for the night, in between night and evening, to eat the first meal of the day. How much has God blessed you in that direction? That even if you can't eat at home, you could go to any restaurant and spend the money and eat. Sometimes take friends along. Do you give God the gratitude for giving you such an opportunity? We live in an environment with hygiene and hygiene culture. We see garbage trucks, big garbage every now and then. All these things are around us. Brethren, you live in a house that doesn't have a leak in the roof. But yet, there are people who are using thatched and bamboos and stuff like that to live in there. They live in the lizards and other wild animals around them. Have you taken God for granted for giving you such a beautiful, nice place to live? Your job that you have is a blessing. How much have you taken that job for granted? That job can slip away from you. How much have you appreciated God for the job that he has given you, and have you used that job as an excuse for giving him the due worship and reverence that he deserves? How much of that? See, God is a merciful God, but do we take his mercy for granted? God is a caring God. Do we take his love and care for granted? Brethren, we have to look at what happened during Noah's time. God was so patient with Noah, with the people in the Noah's time. Why was he so patient with them? He gave the opportunity for them to repent. He gave the opportunity for them to serve him. He gave the opportunity for them to show gratitude to him, to recognize that he is the God. For 120 years, that God had a long suffering on the people. We talk about here building an ark. How much do we build the ark in our homes, build the ark in our lives, build the ark in our environment? And how much time do you want God to be long suffering along with you, to go with patience along with you for the things that you do, without giving him that recognition and appreciation? What about taking God for granted for the joy of our faith? There are people who don't know how to access God's faith. The privilege for us to be here as Christians in the Church of Christ. There are people out there who cannot recognize, who cannot even have access to understanding the truth to be a part of this kingdom. Do we take that for granted? That we come in here, we sit down, we relax, we listen to God's word, we break bread, and we leave. Is it just that ritual? We need to recognize the fact that God is very kind. God is very, very good to us. That He has shown us the way. He has given us access to truth. People are there who don't have access to truth. We reach out to them. Even when reaching out to them with the truth, they still don't get the truth. So it is a privilege that we have. That having this privilege, you should be able to say, thank you, Jesus. Brethren, it is also high time that we encourage a lot of people that having received this opportunity and grace from God, that you also thank Him by reciprocating, reaching out to someone else. If you found the truth, someone else should find the truth. Someone has to find the truth in you. In Antioch, it was easy for people to see Christians, the lifestyle they live, and they say, these guys are Christians. Someone has to see a lifestyle that we live to say that this man or this woman or these people are indeed Christians. So you have to make an account of your life from January to December that is almost running out. What life have I lived to glorify God? If I did not live a life to glorify God, how am I going to make it to glorify Him? How am I going to do it to appreciate Him? How am I going to do it for Him to appreciate the fact that sending His Son Jesus to die on the cross was not just in vain? He did that for a purpose, because He loved us. That's what the scripture says. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world, and He gave His only begotten Son. He did that. But you have to take an account of the things that we do, recognizing that if we continue doing these things, then we're taking Him 100% for granted. People take the strength that God gives to them for granted. I watched a little video yesterday. I was sharing that with my family this evening. Two men were having confrontation. One man was confronting the other. One is a very huge man, very giant, strong. And the other guy was as slim and lanky as I am. But the other guy was like a bodybuilder, and he approached the guy. I don't know what happened between two of them, but at the point that whoever took the video is what I am interested. But I want to believe that the young man was pleading the other huge guy, telling him, please, I don't have the strength to fight you. Can you leave me alone? The guy refused. He didn't want to leave him alone. He kept bothering this guy. This guy was moving around. He kept following this guy with a boxing position. Each time he hits the guy, he wants the guy to retaliate so that he will smash the guy. But the guy kept running around. He got to a point that he kicked the guy, thinking that the guy is going to fall. But God gave the strength to the guy. The guy did not fall. But this guy kept telling him, I don't have a problem with you. Can you leave me alone? In the end, he got to a point that people were telling him, do this to him, do this to him, do this to him. But you know what happened? The next thing, he saw a big stone on the ground. He picked this stone, the huge guy. He picked the stone and wanted to smash this guy with the stone. He threw the stone on the guy, but God directed that stone away from the guy, and the stone smashed on the ground. And now the guy also turned around and saw another big stone, the slimmer guy saw a big stone and picked it up. While picking up the stone, the other huge guy now started retreating. When he retreated, he didn't consider his steps, that he is going to kick something to fall down. You see how huge the guy was? A little thing on the floor made him to fall down. And this smaller guy with a big stone stood like this and looked at him. And the stone was up here. But on this guy's mind, and he said, I have an opportunity to kill you, but I can't kill. On the other huge guy that's on the floor, his mind is, I had an opportunity to have killed this guy, but I couldn't. And now, I am under his control. The strength that Philistines had, they took it for granted, without recognizing the sovereignty of God. And God played a role in the catapult that David struck on Goliath. You have every blessing that flows in your life. You have every opportunity in this life to make God happy. It is our duty to make him happy. If I were to be human, if you were to be human, in the secular, and not recognizing the fact that you should give something to someone, and maybe expecting something for someone to give that something back to you, and someone refuses, you will feel sad. I gave it to him. He hasn't returned. He hasn't also given back to me. Because sometimes people give with expectations. Can you imagine God giving something to you? The only thing he needs is reverence, acknowledgement, thank you. That's just what he needs. Because the same God that gave it can also take. It doesn't take him a holiday to take anything from anybody. That's why most people who don't recognize the fact that there is an existence of a God, when they say there is no God, I ask them, where do you get your breath from? Because you keep breathing thinking it's just a free thing that you can block or buy with your money. But you don't want to recognize the giver of the breath. I always like using an illustration that when people who don't know that God takes care of the flight that is in the space, when the turbulence comes in the space, that's when people who don't even know God would join to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They begin to chant Jesus because they're not anchoring their faith on other people who are chanting this Jesus. Because the plane is going to crash. In the high sea, the same thing. But brethren, this evening, I wasn't here to overlabel us with things that we've heard before. But just to give us a reminder that the year is out in the calendar month. But each and every one of us have to sit down and take stock of our lives, on the things that we have done to please God, and the things that we've done not to please him, and refused to please him, and taking him for granted for the things that he has blessed us with. It's very easy for people to care less about God. It's very difficult when things come your way and you need that God and you expect that God to come to you. That is when we talk about intercession, we talk about coming for someone to pray for you. That's when people become to be so devoted. People begin now to do so many things to please God at that time. But when the opportunity was there, you refused to do it. Now that you are strong, now that I am strong, we shouldn't take the help that God has put in us for granted. We have to wake up, get up, and do the right thing for God. Anything possible that we heard before, that the Bible records, that is good to be done as Christians, we should do. Flashback on the lessons that we received this year. From the first Sunday to this morning and to this moment. And now prepare yourself that as next year is coming, you're going to be a different creature. That we're going to be 100% overhauling ourselves for the cross of Christ. Because we don't know the next hour. If I know the next hour, I will program my life. But I live my life for God because I don't have any power to program it. But God programs my life. God programs your life. He knows when to take you off. He knows how to allow you go. All we need to do is to please Him. We have to continue to do what Paul said, that we have to present ourselves as living sacrifices unto God. That's Romans 12 verse 1. Living sacrifices. A sacrifice that is living. A living sacrifice that is not with blame, that is not spotted with iniquities. So that if it happens that you have to leave this earth, you will surrender yourself with nothing in your hands unto God, and God will receive you as someone that is spotless. So we have to struggle. We have to fight. We have to take it up as strong men of God, as strong children of God, and face the realities that is before us. Because judgment is real. And there is no unrighteousness that will make heaven. If that is our dream, if that is our goal, if that is our future, if that is our end, brethren, we need to fight it harder. So all that you need to do is keep examining yourself and know that you are still in faith. Because many people have derailed. A lot of people have derailed. I'm not just saying people who come to church. I mean people who are leaders of the church. Great men in the church have gone. Have been swept away. So he who stands, should take heed lest he falls. Because it's very possible that you can fall. So may God add blessings to these few words that we have received. It's just a reminder of the things that we have done before. So we add up to much that we know. And tell others who probably are not here, who are not Christians, every time reach out to people, tell someone that no one should take God for granted because He's a powerful God that can turn things around. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you're here and you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, it is a time for you to think about this. Reflect on the things that we've said. Reflect on your life, the life that you lead, that you don't own that life. That there's an owner of that life. Think about purging yourself, abandoning your sins. The things that you know that don't give glory to God. Put those things behind you. Take a bold step and declare Him. If He declared Himself, He didn't mind the nakedness. He didn't mind anything. He was there on the cross and the whole world was looking at Him. If He didn't mind that, if He didn't mind the glorious place in heaven, but He was very mindful of you. So why don't you just give up the things that are carnal, the things that are of this world, and follow Jesus? If you have followed Him and you have something bothering your spirit and you want to reconnect yourself back to God, a time is now that you can come up here and ask for prayers, and the church would do what they know very best to do, to glorify God. Thank you so much. As the song will be rendered, please, we invite you to come.